May I have your attention, please? I have something I think you all ought to know about. It seems that Mrs. Phelps doesn't think too highly of our worth. She put this team together because she thought we'd be bad enough to finish dead last, knocking attendance down to the point where she could move the team to Miami and get rid of all of us for better personnel.
Even me?
Even you, Dorn.
What if we don't finish last?
She'll replace you with somebody who will. After this season, you'll be sent back to the minors or given your outright release.
Well, then I guess there's only one thing left to do.
What's that?
Win the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yes! I figure it's gonna take 32 more victories to win this thing. Every time we win, we peel a section.
Thank you.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show, love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the town, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all. You're gonna make it after all.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall, is it not great pleasure to be my own? For if I shall see
thy work done, grant me the witchcraft of thy tongue.
Thank you. City, New Jersey, weighing 458 pounds, King Kong Bundy.
That man is awesome. Not just his extraordinary size, the amazing thing about him is his agility.
Bobby the Brain Heenan sparing no expense in putting in his stable some of the finest wrestlers in the world today.
Just let Hogan get into the ring. Let him put the title on the line. We're ready for a shot in right now.
Anywhere, anytime, Hogan.
But Hogan would rather, he'd rather stand out front of a supermarket and sign autographs for kids. He'd rather go visit an old age home than get in the ring with anybody in my family. And he knows what would happen. The gold would belong to me.
Hulk Hogan and his title events against the Magnificent Morocco. Off the rope, here it comes. Bell with the leg. Oh, wait a minute. Coming in now, look at this. Look at that. The Hulkster has Bobby the Brain up in the air. From behind, there's Bundy. Where did he come from? Right at the Hulkster. Another avalanche.
Oh, the big splash.
I've never seen a Hulkster this big before. He looks unconscious. I bet his ribs are crushed. I mean, there's no telling what's wrong with him. You know he has to have internal injuries as a result of that kind of damage.
This cage is a specially reinforced cage because an ordinary cage would never have stopped somebody like King Kong Bundy.
Well, you know something, Mean Gene? Just because I get sick, brother, I don't get called and tired for the job, man. I have a commitment to all those Hulkamaniacs out there to defend this world title.
I'm 6'6", 468 pounds, and I'm the man that should be the world champion. And April 7th in Los Angeles, Hulk Hogan, what you got on that Saturday night main event in Phoenix is nothing compared to what's going to happen in that steel cage.
And when I felt that pain, man, all it did was drive me on, made me train harder.
In 1986, I said I was going to manage the champion of the world, and you're looking at him right here.
You say you're a giant, and that's what it's going to take to stay with me, brother. You better be a giant, and you better be ready, because I'm coming after you, brother.
Look out now. Hulk off the ropes with a big roundhouse right. Champ off again. Oh, he got caught in a scoop slam.
I do believe that Hogan is suffering with those ribs again.
Hulk Hogan flat on his back.
And he's coming in the iron bars again. A scoop slam. Hogan nearly out.
Hulkster's on his head.
Isn't he a magnificent sight? The world's greatest professional athlete. Look at him. There's none better.
We'll be right back.
kind of gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ow, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Who knows? Maybe we can just forget this whole fight thing and just be friends or something. What do you think?
You're never gonna learn, are you?
What do you mean?
I mean, no matter what you say or what you do, you and me are gonna fight when that bell rings at 3 o'clock.
Can't we be friends? Can't we even try?
I don't need friends.
Hey, wait a minute. I can't fight you. I mean, I don't know how to fight somebody like you. Hey, do you hear me? I can't do it. Hey, what if I paid you? What if I paid you? Would you back off then? Look, I have $350. It's yours if you leave me alone.
O'Rourke put you up to this?
O'Rourke has nothing to do with this.
Just to call off the fight, no catches.
No catches. Swear to God, you're not gonna trash me.
But you know what, Mitchell? You're the biggest pussy I've ever met in my life. You didn't even try. How's that feel?
Creatures of the night have captured our imagination like vampires. What explains our enduring fascination with vampires? What is it about the vampire myth that explains our interest? Is it the overtones of sexual lust, power, and control? Or is it a fascination with the immortality of the undead? And what dark and hidden parts of our psyche are aroused and captivated by the legends of the undead? By the legends of the undead? By the legends of the undead? The mystery of the undead will continue to fascinate the living. The mystery of the undead will continue to fascinate the living. Creatures of the night have captured our imagination like vampires. What explains
enduring fascination with vampires. And what dark and hidden parts of our psyche are aroused and captivated by the legends of the undead. By the legends of the undead.
He's more machine now than man, twisted and evil.
Time, then I'd rearrange just a day.
Got the motion.
splash. Well, he didn't get up in the air for that one. You're not going to hold down a gang like that. Off the ropes, ducks underneath the clothesline. Look out. High cross body. He bowled him over with that one, but not enough to hold him down.
I'll tell you, these are like two big Mack trucks colliding head on.
Irresistible force meeting the immovable object. One of these guys will continue on in their quest here.
I'll say one thing, too. I don't think Vanna White has to worry about getting chased around by these two.
Oh, neither one. Well, she's having a good time eluding Mr. Baseball, too, I'm sure. Nailed him right behind the ear with that shot. It seemed to really hurt the gang. Shot after shot, there's the headbutt.
You know, this match could end up who's got the most endurance. The way these two guys are going in 5 minutes, neither one of them's going to have anything left.
I'm afraid I have to agree with you, Jess. Although when I was at my heaviest at 440, I could go an hour out there, Jess.
Well, I'll tell you. You know, I'll tell you something. The pressure's on the Slickster right now because his one man, the natural Butch Reed, is gone. He's going to be one unhappy manager if he loses the one-man gang.
Headbutt right between the eyes.
Both his people go down in the first round.
Slickster indeed would be a desperate individual here. Oh, beautiful headbutt. Bam Bam seems to be in control of this one. Coming off the ropes. Look out. Oh, look at that. Did you see that? The Slickster pulled the top rope down.
I didn't do nothing.
No, did you hear that? He said he didn't do nothing.
What a desperate move that was.
No, Slick said he didn't
do
nothing.
If the referee saw that, that's a disqualification.
Referee obviously didn't say, I don't know what you're talking about, Gorilla.
Jess, I saw it. Are you watching, Jess? Are you paying attention?
I'm paying attention. I don't know how you can see with those cloudy bifocals of yours.
Those are your box seats down there, right? Donald Trump, it happened right in front of him. He saw it.
What happened? Count out? What is this? Disqualification?
Could be.
We got a bell.
Perhaps a count out. Let's find out. Let's go to our
ring announcer. Here is the decision. The referee awards this bout as a result of a count out to the one man game.
One-man gang victory here. Boys, Bam Bam distraught.
Hello, CD listeners. We've come to the point in this album where those listening on cassette or records will have to stand up or sit down and turn over the record or tape. In fairness to those listeners, we'll now take a few seconds before we begin side two. Thank you. Here's side two.
Boobs. I just want to say that again. Boobs.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, baby, oh, I love you so. 16 candles make a lovely light, but not as
more than that in my backseat.